When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist in the game. All right, and it's not a game to Dr. Mike O'Neill. It's a lifelong pursuit of excellence, and you get to benefit from it. 317-849-2933 is the number. If you like the video, hit like. Very nice of you. Thank you so very much. The Colts, they were busy again today, and they're going to remain busy through the middle of next week, and especially tomorrow as Carson Wentz, Ryan Kelly, and Zach Pascal come off the COVID list. Today, the Colts announced two claimings off the waiver wire, two teams, the Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay Bucks. They waived a couple of cornerbacks. The Colts said, thank you. We need cornerbacks. We appreciate it. So, Thakarius Keys is coming to the Colts by way of the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a seventh-round pick in 2020. And then you've also got Chris Wilcox, another cornerback. He was drafted this past draft in 2021 by the Bucks, also in the seventh round. To make room for them, sadly, we had to say goodbye to Andre Chachere and Marvell Tell, who were both waived. Now, if one of those clears waivers, then they could be installed in the practice squad because the Colts announced today the establishing of their 15-person practice squad. They've got a vacancy available of one. You can get to 16 because we're in the COVID era. It used to be an 8-person practice squad. It was doubled to 16 in case there's a team-wide outbreak, and then you've got a practice squad from which you can call players for the active roster that week. And so 16 players are eligible. You have that many slots with which to fill a practice squad. These preseason Colts, some of which you may have fallen in love with during the preseason, were named to that practice squad. Defensive tackles Cameron Klein and Andrew Brown. Cornerback Anthony Chesley. Safeties Sean and Sean Davis. One spelled C-E-A-N, the young guy. He's a fifth rounder out of Florida. And then you've got Sean Davis, the other guy who has played a lot of football over the course of his career. They're both going on the practice squad. You figured with Sean, the fifth rounder out of Florida, that he was going to make the practice squad. You don't take a guy in the fifth round, a safety, and then just blow him up and say, you know, we screwed up. You shouldn't have trusted me with a draft pick. We blew a fifth rounder on a kid that we're just going to pull the ripcord on and get him the hell out of here. You're not going to do that. At wide receiver, Tyler Vaughns, Tariq Black, Kiki Kuti, gone, and DeMichael Harris. Not gone, but on the practice squad. DeMichael Harris, I thought, had a pretty good chance of being claimed by somebody. Evidently not, so he's going to be on the practice squad for the Colts. But that's four wide receivers on your practice squad for a team that kept six on the active roster. That's a wide receiver room of 10. That is a lot of wide receivers. Quarterback Brett Hundley, He has been added to the practice squad. Running back Deion Jackson, linebackers Malik Jefferson and Curtis Bolton, Joey Hunt, the backup center on the practice squad, offensive tackle Carter O'Donnell, and tight end Farad Green going on the practice squad. Mentioned that Brett Hundley goes on the practice squad. This means that the Colts now have on their property, under their control, they've got four quarterbacks. Two of them right now are able to play. Actually, as of tomorrow, Carson Wentz is going to come off the COVID list. Then you've got Jacob Eason. Sam Ellinger's got the knee sprain, where it was said that he's going to be out 5 to 6 weeks. So Brett Hundley being on the practice squad, and they can elevate him virtually at any time they like off the practice squad. But then to put him back on the practice squad, he's got to clear waivers. Anyway, that gives you a third quarterback and kind of, for a minute, takes the strain off the Colts as far as who they're going to have at quarterback. If I were the Tennessee Titans, or maybe especially the Tennessee Titans, I might have claimed Brett Hundley just to put the Colts behind the eight ball a little bit and put them in a position where they needed to go find a third quarterback, whether it's Cam Newton or not. We've spent a lot of time talking about Cam Newton as a potential backup quarterback for the Colts. My question with that is the same as it's been. If he makes you a better football team, you must claim him. You must sign him. That's it. This is how you win, is by having better football players and secondarily having a more positive culture. You if you have both those things, you got a chance to do some really good stuff. The Colts, I think, at the quarterback position, they lack talent once you get past Wentz. And because of his vaccine status, you don't know when you're going to have Carson Wentz and when you're not going to have Carson Wentz. And that is not a tenable position for a team that talks the talk about making the playoffs and making a run in the playoffs. How about that? How about you get to, let's say, January 8th? You've made the playoffs. I assume January 8th, you're between the end of the regular season and then the playoff game. And all of a sudden, because of close contact, Carson Wentz can't go. Then where are you? Right? A veteran backup would help calm nerves and put you in a position where you could win a game in a way that Jacob Eason right now, frankly, is not ready to, at least as far as we know. Had somebody on the comments say, you know, how do you know about Jacob Eason? You've never seen him with the starters. Well, how do you know? You've never seen him with the starters. All these honks for Jacob Eason, I have no idea where they've come from. And they say preposterous things like Jacob Eason had better numbers during the preseason than did Trevor Lawrence. That's just factually not true. And much better numbers than Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow played like, what, three snaps, threw one pass, and it was a screen pass that was dropped? Yeah, that's not apples to apples. That's craziness. Stop with the madness, people. All right, you want to comment? I love it. But make your comments substantive and worthwhile. All right, so that's where the Colts are. Good for the Colts tomorrow with Wentz and Kelly and Pascal coming off the COVID list. You got to make room for those guys. So what are you going to do? Are you going to IR Sam Ellinger? Are you going to cut Rocky Sin? We're going to find out. Told you, Marvell Tell gone. Marvell Tell, one of the guys who opted out last year. So there's going to be talk about Marvell Tell being held responsible for his decision to forego football last year because of his concerns about COVID. Now, Sky Moore did the same thing. Sky Moore waived and then put on IR. Marvell Tell just told goodbye. I don't think that had anything to do with him being shown the door. What I do think and what I know is that among the 32 franchises of the NFL, all 32 looked at vaccine status when they decided who to keep and who to waive. They all looked at that. If Urban Meyer was more honest than anybody else, good for him. But every single executive in the National Football League looked at vaccination status, because if you can't play, if you're not going to be able to play, if you're going to be unavailable, what are you going to do? If you're unavailable, you can't help your team. Why would a team waste a roster spot given equanimity everywhere else? All right, two guys of equal talent toward the bottom of the roster. Who are we going to keep? One guy's vaccinated, one guy's not vaccinated. You would be insane to keep the non-vaccinated guy. It would be craziness. It would be malpractice. You can't do it. And the NFL put these protocols into place, and if the NFLPA didn't agree to it or see it coming, then that's on them. That would be malpractice from a players' union perspective. And we know what the NFLPA is. It is the worst players' union in all of professional sports. And that may include the Minor League Baseball Players Association as well. Butler, they signed a little bit of Lithuanian Lightning yesterday. They signed Simas Lekosius. He is 6'6", a wing from Lithuania. He played in the Bundesliga last year in Germany. That is the highest level of professional basketball in Germany. And so Simas coming to Hinkle. I think Butler's got a chance to be good this year, and I think LaValle Jordan understands that he needs to be good this year. You can't finish 7th, 8th, 9th in the Big East and do it on a repeated basis and call your program a success. You got to start winning games, and I think that Butler is going to have a hell of a roster this year. I think they're a first-division team in the Big East. They're going to finish somewhere between 1st and 5th in the Big East, and I think Lithuanian Lightning is going to be a whole lot of special where it comes to winning basketball at Hinkle Field, returning to Hinkle Fieldhouse. How about that? Tomorrow morning, breakfast with Kent, bright and early. I can't wait to talk to you then. Usually right about 7 o'clock. We do it live, local, first on the YouTube channel and Facebook channel, where sports news in Indiana always comes first. Something like that. Brought to you by the great people of Today's Dentistry.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.